Okay, we're gonna do this. Cool. Hey y'all, what's up? This is Maureen Ezuday, and y'all are listening to and watching Diary of a Bad Bitch. Today, I'm going to read you guys something that I realized 3 years ago when I wrote it, but for some reason, it took one more try and a realization yesterday for me to realize what I had realized originally. And all of this will make sense when I read this to you. So let me open up this notebook here and we shall begin. Do it like this, so I'm at least like looking at something. I'm kind of looking at the camera. All right. Today is 11:10. I'm sad. I've been sad for a while now. Actually, false. I'm always sad or in a weird funk, but I'm good at covering it up. It's funny how a smile can make people believe everything is okay. Maybe I should frown more and people will ask me what's wrong, but that's not me. I hate that. Like, I legit loathe that. So maybe I just keep smiling? That's better anyway. Yesterday was 2 months since I've turned 23. Man, time sure does fly. 23 has been so sad. Like, not in the painful way that was 22. But in the I'm growing up, it's time to get out of this weird child phase and figure out your life. I can't run from it anymore. My parents and siblings know me so well. I am running. I don't know what from, though. Or better yet, I don't know what I am running towards. I was stuck in this child phase because I never got to experience college or that 18 to 21 range the way that I should have. When I got to college at 17, it was the first time I ever got any sort of control over my life. I finally got to make decisions. I finally got to leave the bubble that my parents had created for me. That bubble was so well cushioned, geez, because I definitely wasn't ready, man. That bubble was full of a bullshit life and problems that people outside of that bubble wouldn't consider bullshit or problems. Things that I thought were problems were not. I didn't realize that till after I graduated, though. Funny. I fucking went through the first 3 years following people, not being confident, being a loser, hiding under my parents' guidance, not growing, eating, getting fat, living in an unrealistic mind frame, not taking the time to make real friends, gain life experiences, just hiding. Not growing mentally, physically, or emotionally. I was stagnant. Now that I'm writing this, I realize that my anxiety, sadness, stress, those 3 years was from not growing. Not needing to because I was cushioned and unconfident and too nice and in denial of myself and life. Being intuitive is honestly a gift and a curse. I literally am thinking way too much, constantly can't stop thinking, but at the same time, it is the best because I can solve problems on my own since no one is listening anyway. I realized that yesterday. At lunch with tea. You know how God gives you people in your life, or I mean, He speaks to you through people? Well, He spoke to me through tea yesterday. The one thing that stuck to me in that conversation was when he said, "Mo, you need to grow up too." Man, that hit me hard. I started crying because it's the truth. I've known this or I've been feeling this for months now. I'm too old for this shit. Fucking going Should I give these names? Side note, I was thinking about that. Should I like give out these names or should I not really do that? I don't know. It's weird, like it is my story, but for now, I'm going to say PT. Fucking going to PT, fucking hanging out at frats, fucking hanging out with the younger kids, just fucking all of it. It's like I want to get out so bad. But because of me needing to prove something to myself and to these people, I'm stuck. Z told me one time when we were at, you know what, fuck it, when we were at Pike's with Kay, that she feels like I live another life, like a secret one. Well, I do. I live several other lives, home, undergrad, child shit, grad, adult shit, the real me. That makes me sad that I can't just combine everything. Like, I don't know how to do that. When you feel like no one is listening, what is the point of needing to be yourself, right? All I have to do is adapt to the people I am around at the time and listen to them and be a friend to them. It's that easy. I guess that's why it's so easy for me to make friends and be the cool kid. Since no one wants to listen, I have the ability to be 1,000% attentive to people. LOL. People are so self-centered, it's disgusting. I remembered when I talk to people sometimes, I always feel this block, like this wall. The wall goes up 5 minutes into the convo. People are like, "What's wrong?" or "Tell me." And 5 minutes in, they put up a wall? What the fuck? That's stupid. But why am I surprised? That's people. Even with C, I feel that way. She's usually so preoccupied with her own life that whenever I come to her with my problems, she isn't always there. But now that I think about it, she probably puts that wall up when I talk about stuff that doesn't seem like a problem to her. That's exactly it. I literally wrote that down. Fucking talking about LMAO. Yikes. I'm dead. But yeah, okay, I solved that problem. C just wants me to grow up. She's just nice about it and doesn't want to tell me that straight up or doesn't know how to tell me that. Oh well, I know she'll find a way one of these days. She's the best. Love her. I feel like I've been avoiding her though. I have been avoiding her. She's part of the grown-up life. She makes me think about it, so I don't want to be around her. Also, she has D, a real adult relationship, something I would like to have. I just want a real adult, young, not full adult thing, or like an adult everything. I want my life in order. I want some path. I want stability. I want more experiences. Basically, I want everything that isn't this obscureness. This, like, child thing. I want to be in that next step already, but I don't know how to get there. More like I don't have the drive, motivation, or ambition to get there because I'm stuck. I'm stuck emotionally and mentally, not physically though. Physically, I'm happy. I love how I look and how my looks change. It's like I become more beautiful every day. People are actually paying attention to me, which is so weird because no one used to look at me the way they do or try to get my attention the way they do now. I was always the fat friend behind the scenes, being nice to everyone and being friends with everyone. Since I was ugly and fat, I had to figure out other ways to make friends. Other girls got friends because they were pretty. Well, I didn't have that, so I found another way. I became so used to being in the background, I literally made friends by hiding myself, not being heard, only listening to people, and being 100% there for them, not taking care of myself or thinking for myself. I was like a sponge. I absorbed everybody else's stress, life problems, emotions, literally everything so that I could make friends. That was how unconfident I was of myself. Damn, that's crazy. That's really crazy. I can't believe that's what I did. I still do it, but I'm realizing that is not life. This physical change, losing weight, becoming more beautiful, made me realize that. That's exactly how I feel, more beautiful. I realized that above average people have it easier in that aspect. Like, I can do and get away with so much more shit now, it's ridiculous. People are literally the worst. I know it's fucked up, but I do stupid shit just to test people. Just because I can now. I have the ability to be this manipulative person because I look a certain way now. What the fuck? As I continuously change, I start to notice the negative traits, like I gain more negative traits. It's like I've turned on a new switch. Obviously, I can control because the old Mo is still there, but still. It's like I'm me, but not me. I've become so into myself. I hate this part. I'm a closet narcissist. All these negative traits are closet narcissism, by the way. I would never act that way publicly, partly because I'm not fully confident in myself yet, but also because they aren't the best traits. You know what? We're going to go back. I'm going to read it to you the way that I wrote it, okay? All these negative traits are closet, by the way. I would never act that way publicly, partly because I'm not fully confident in myself yet, but also because they aren't the best traits. LOL. But yeah, I'm learning to really love myself. This is good, but at the same time, it scares me. I cried the other day because of my haircut being ugly and thinking that I'm not hot anymore. Like, what the actual fuck, Maureen? Yes, Maureen, your real name, not Mo. I don't want to be her anymore. She makes me cry. Like how I am now, I hate her, man. I want to drop her. I want to keep running from her. She was the worst. Let people hurt her to the point where I now see the world in such a horrible way. To the point where I was stepped all over, had no voice, was so self-conscious, couldn't even look in the mirror. Started hating life, had no real friends, just floating, living for other people and not myself, being there for other people and not myself. I think that's why I'm kind, be more selfish. I'm kind of being more selfish / into myself, distancing myself from people. I feel like I'm honestly better than all these people. All these people that hurt me. I need to meet people that understand me. I need to meet people that are on my level, so to speak. Like, I need to leave this behind and completely start over. But as my real self, completely, I will be a fucking weirdo. Talk about me, open up, be me. Not be a doormat, but find the balance between nice and selfish. Not take shit from anyone, just start fresh. I'm bored of writing this now. Like, I don't want to be doing this, even though it helps me to write every single thought. I don't know who you is. You is me, I guess. Because the only person that actually understands, most importantly, listens to me, is me. That's another thing that made me cry yesterday. T changed, man. He has. I don't know if I can be his friend anymore. He has put up a wall with me. I'm not going to try to break it, though. I'm not that person anymore. But I'm going to ride with it. I feel like he's disappointed with me. Maybe not disappointment, but confusion / he's grown up. I want to be the wiser one, but it's as if he is the wiser one now. That's part of why I broke down too. When I realized that T, or new T, hit it harder, that I can't keep avoiding the truth, I need to stop running and blaming people, I need to grow up. Stop hiding, stop dwelling, move on. Move forward, actually do what you say, no more excuses. I'm literally my own psychiatrist, man. I write out in this thing, and like, I know it's extremely sarcastic. So yeah, maybe I'm not intuitive or deep. Maybe everyone has the ability to do this. I don't know. I feel like I learn every day. I've grown up so much these past 2 to 3 years. But the most learning has been done this last year and a half. Man, if this is how life is now, I wonder how much more I have to learn. How much more emotion has to be given. How much more everything. How much change is going to happen. More time equals more change, I guess. Even the friends or people I considered friends I had before technically will never be my friends again. Like, I've moved past them. We can be cordial, but it won't be the same on my part. Like, C, for example. When I last saw him, it felt awkward. Like, he didn't know how to handle me now that I've lost weight. My whole aura has changed. I'm not that Mo anymore. I've grown and changed too much. He feels that. Now we have nothing in common. It's over. He used to be my best friend. That's sad. But not for me to cry over. People are in your life for seasons. He was in my life for whatever reason. But now that reason isn't relevant anymore. I learned the lesson I needed from him onto the next. You know what? As I lose weight, I lose people. LMAO. Man, that's crazy. I legit lose people. Wow. Does that say something about me or the people? Does that show why I'm always feeling alone because nothing or actually no one is permanent? Once I graduate in December, will the people I now look at as my best friends not be my best friends? Will what happened with C happen with more of my best friends? I just had a thought. I said I would write everything I am thinking down. It is just hard because my thoughts are everywhere. Like, I can't control them all. I can't write fast enough. I'm so excited because I just feel like me writing right now helped me find my goal in life, so to speak, or my mission. You know how you've always said you wanted to write a book? Well, you have that idea now, or I whatever. This is it, the writing. I think I need to write my thoughts and make it a story. I think I need a blog or write a book. I need to tell my story. I want everyone to listen, finally hear my thoughts, maybe understand me better. I need to get out of my head and into everyone else's. This story needs to be heard. I think it will help people or change their lives. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too big. But I cried about it, so it's important to me. I always ask God to help me find my mission in life. I love helping people and making them feel and understand themselves. I want people to be happy, but this can also make me happy, which is something I want to be. Happy. I don't know if I should keep going or stop there. I like that ending. I'll stop there. So basically, I realized something yesterday. What? No, I realized something yesterday. And this is so weird that I'm getting emotional about this, but I guess I'm doing something right. So, like I said, I just felt like I need to read that, and I'll read the rest at some point. I think I'm gonna keep going with it because I do enjoy this. And yeah, there's nothing to explain. Just listen. Yeah, just listen. All right. And that's it for today's episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye, y'all.